Obey God's law. Do not murder. And do no physical harm to anyone. Harm no one in your thoughts, with your words, or by your deeds. Do not harbor anger in your heart for your brothers and sisters in the faith. To do so is to deny God's work in holy baptism and to put yourself in danger of the judgment. Do not call your brothers and sisters names. Don't call anyone an empty head. That's what raka means, you empty head. Don't call anyone names. And don't go calling people fool or anything else for that matter. When you do that, you deny God's work on you in holy baptism and you call down damnation on yourself. When you know you've done something wrong to someone else, the last place, the very last place you should go is church. Instead, go first to that person whom you have wronged. Confess your sin to them, repent of your evil, ask for their forgiveness and set your heart to love them once again. Be reconciled first to your brother or sister and then come to church and make your confession to God and offer Him your gifts and your prayers. To do any less is to deny God's holy work on you in baptism and to put your salvation at risk. And when somebody sues you or accuses you of something, takes you to court, do everything you can to make it right and do it quickly. Because if you don't, God will. God will most certainly make things right in the end. And trust me, you won't like it then, not one bit. Obey God's law. It's how we're called to live as baptized children of God. We are called to love our brothers and sisters in the church, and also those who have not yet been baptized. We are called to speak kindly and lovingly and patiently and in a way that always builds one another up, never in a way that tears another person down. We are called to be reconciled one to another, to be united to one another as God has united us to Christ in baptism. We are called to be reconciled to one another, because God has reconciled Himself to us in Christ Jesus through the water and the word of holy baptism. God has made you dead to sin, so quit living in it. God has called you to a blessed life forever, united with Christ in the sacraments of baptism. In holy baptism, God makes you His beloved child. In holy baptism, God makes you great in the kingdom of heaven. In holy baptism, God kills your sinful flesh, your iniquitous inclination, and even all your awful sin. He does it at the font through water and the word, and He does it again and again and again every single day. That's why Luther tells us in the Small Catechism that baptism works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. And baptism indicates that the old Adam, the old sinner in each of us, should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new person should daily emerge and arise before God in righteousness and purity forever. Perhaps Jeremiah didn't mean it this way when the Spirit first gave it to him, but it is still most certainly true. In holy baptism, God's mercies are new every morning. Because you are baptized, you have died with Christ, and all your sins were wiped away on the cross. Because you are baptized, you now live with Christ, and all His holiness is your holiness forever. Because you are baptized, you have the Holy Spirit who leads you through God's holy word to live a life of holiness and righteousness before the Lord our God. Because you are baptized, Christ's death is your death. Christ's burial is your burial. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection. Christ's ascension into glory is your ascension into glory. And Christ's eternal life is your eternal life. Because you're baptized, the world, your sinful flesh, even the devil can do nothing to you now. Not now, not ever, and certainly not in eternity. So when the devil comes accusing you and lying to you and tempting you and trying to plant doubt in your mind about what God has done for you in holy baptism, when the devil comes to you and does that, you look the devil straight in the eye and say, "You, sir, go to hell. I'm going to the kingdom of heaven. Because I am baptized into Christ." Praise God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of